Hello everybody, and welcome to another episode of Wrestling Weekly. This is a podcast where I talk about all things Minecraft, from news, to me playing Minecraft, to me just talking about Minecraft in general. This is episode 49, and in this episode I'm going to be playing on my survival world again. I got a ton of iron last time, and I'm excited to actually begin using that iron, aside from just a full set of tools. I also will read off any questions I got, and give a bit of a server update. So let's go ahead and start with the server update. Don't panic. This is not my server not working. Just a little disclaimer for Bedrock users. If your username is too long, and some of you may have experienced this, you are unable to join. Your username has to be shorter than 15 it has to be 15 characters or less. I do not have a workaround for this. But you guys can implement a workaround of your own. If you get an app, you can get it on the App Store and maybe Android, I don't know, but I know on iPhone you can get it. And it lets you connect a server to LAN. Now the whole point of this is to use it for consoles. However, if I'm correct, this will allow you to join without a Microsoft account. What this means is that you can sign out, instead of you having to change your gamer tag, you should be able to install the app on a different device. You're going to have to do this on a different device than your phone, if you're playing on your phone, or your tablet, or whatever. You have to sign out of your Microsoft account, which you have to be signed into Microsoft to play normally. Launch, I think it's called Mine Together. I believe it's called Mine Together. So, yeah, it's Mine Together. So look up that. Run that. Type in my server address. And then connect to it over LAN, local area network. In the Friends tab, you should see at the bottom. Connect to that. And you should be able to join without a Microsoft account. If that works, then change your name to something that's shorter than 15 characters. This way, you do not have to pay to change your gamer tag. But you can still play on my server. When you want to play on other servers, just sign back into your Microsoft account. You wanted to join my server, sign out, change your username. I know this is a hassle, but that is the only workaround I have for people who have too long of usernames. If you do not have too long of a username, you are free to join. However, again, it is not open yet. It will open on April 6th. I will have a link in the description of this episode and every episode since I've announced that episode that my server is going to launch on April 6th. A link that you can click to figure out when the server launches in your time zone. So, with that out of the way, let's go ahead and play my survival world. So, as I'm recording this, I'm actually playing on my new PC that I just built. This is mostly built out of parts that I've scraped together. The biggest difference, it has the same amount of memory, same CPU. The only real difference is that it has a much better graphics card. This graphics card is about 4.5 times better than my current one. So I'm really excited to do this. This will allow me to take much better screenshots. And if you're wondering how I was able to do this, I paid $90.28 for the motherboard. That was the only thing I had to buy. However, that is not normal. And if you're wondering how much I had that's not because I'm crazy rich or something. It's simply because my dad works in the IT department. And so he's able to get a lot of the people at his work throw away their old stuff. Their old electronics, and he grabs them before they get recycled, and that's where he got the 1050, and that's where he got this CPU, that's where he got this cooler, that's where he got this case. The only thing I had to buy was the motherboard, because if you've ever tried to build a PC, you know that motherboards are difficult to shop for, because you have to find the exact thing that you want. But I found the thing I want, and so this thing works. And so, this means that I'll be able to take better screenshots because I'm able to use this new ray tracing, not RTX, it's not RTX, but it's still a ray tracing shader. I'm going to real quick turn it on real quick and see what it looks like. Zeus PTGI HRR. I was originally using Silders Enhanced Extreme, no, Silders Vibrant Shaders Extreme Volumetric Lighting. That was the highest end one they had. That was the highest end one that I really could run. But I can run Zeus now, before Zeus would crash. And not only can I run it, but I can run it at a whopping 20 FPS. This is not optimal. This is not what I will normally play on, but it allows me to get some really good screenshots. So, yeah, it looks really good. I understand that having a PC like this is not normal, and I'm very thankful for this, for being able to build this, and I am very happy that I got it, because that will allow me to do a lot of better things, and when I eventually start making video content, my original graphics card wasn't going to be great at recording things. So I'm really glad that I got this this setup built, because I can take a lot better screenshots. It's just faster. I can get better FPS with Minecraft Dungeons. I used to get like maybe 30 at the high settings, but now I can be on the high settings and get 60, which is really nice. But not only that, the performance for recording will be a lot better, which is really nice, because if I did not have that, I would be, it would be very unfortunate when I'm trying to record, because you guys would have a bad experience, I'd have a bad experience, it'd just be a bad experience. But here, it is a great experience. So, I'm very glad I got this, and this thing is, eventually I will get a new GPU or whatever to better match my CPU. But for now, I'm very, very happy with this CPU, or this GPU. So, with that out of the way, let's go ahead and start my survival world. I'm already in it. I've been walking around a little bit. And I'm going to turn off these shaders. And a little update on what I'm using, so that people know what I'm using. Because I don't know if I've said this before. I am running Optifine. I have fresh animations installed. And that's it. Everything else is completely vanilla. It's a vanilla map, no mods, no, not even like quality of life mods. All I have is is Optifine. That also reminds me though, I can turn up my render distance a lot higher. I'm gonna try 48 chunks. Let's see what we can get here. A little lag spike, but now I'm good. I notice when it's generating chunks, there's a little bit of lag spikes, but... Oh, yeah. I hear it spinning up. I should also get slightly better CPU performance. Woo! Woo, that's a lot of lag spikes. Holy moly. I'm getting so many lag spikes. That's like smooth and then spike. Spike. Yeah, that is bad. I probably shouldn't be trying to do 48 chunks. Because this thing is an insanely powerful. I only turn up the render distance this high when I'm taking screenshots. Yeah, I'm going to turn it down to, let's do 32. Let's see how 32 runs. I also would not be able to be running this well, without Optifine. It's frozen. I overestimated the power of this thing. And I do not edit these segments. But I can pause. So I'm going to pause. Okay, so I had some issues. It froze when I tried to set the render distance back to 32 chunks. However, I luckily had saved the world, so I quit the application. Gave Minecraft more, I allocated more RAM from 2 gigs to 4 gigs, and then I relaunched Minecraft. So I'm in the world now, it is loading the chunks, and it is beautifully smooth. I'm getting, I never know which one is correct. The 60 seems solid, so I'm getting like 50, I'm getting like 60 FPS. And I accidentally took a screenshot. Have you ever done that? Try to pull down your F3 screen, you accidentally take a screenshot? I have it all the time. Alright, I'm trying to get my bearings here. I've looked at my screenshots more than I've looked at this world, it feels like. So I need to get my bearings on where I am. And how many of those cherry groves are there? Is there just one, or is there two? Okay, I see a village in the distance that I should go to. Whoa. I'm in the clouds. I'm going to turn up. I believe you can turn up the cloud height and Optifine. I'm going to turn up just a bit. Let's say cloud height. Wow, that looks so weird. I'm just dragging the cloud height slider in Optifine, and the clouds are just rising. Alright, I'm gonna say just 10% higher than it normally is. That's fine. I don't need it to, I still like intersecting with it, but I do not need it to be, I don't want it that high. or that low. All right, so I just brought it up 10% higher than it normally is. And of course, once you're above clouds, the clouds is fine. Come on. There we go. So there's a village that I could go to, but first I'm going to, one, craft some armor, but two, because I'm going to a village, I'm going to harvest a bunch of emeralds, because on this mountain, not only is there a lot of iron, there's a lot of emeralds, like this emerald. Boop. There's also cherry grove in the distance. It's pretty sizable. Alrighty, I've got 58 iron. So, we're gonna craft a chest plate. Leggings. Boots. And a helmet. We're gonna go bam, 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 bam. Full set of armor. Yay. What else can I craft with all this extra iron I got lying around? I guess I could craft a bucket. Or two. No, I'm just gonna craft one. What else could I craft? I guess I should stop humming. I don't know. I have two diamonds. I'm just gonna stick those there for now. Alright, so I think now it is time to go get some emeralds. So I'm going to go mine some emeralds so I can trade with the villagers. Emeralds, emeralds. There's only iron, but I want emeralds. I do have a question for you guys, and I don't really know what y'all's opinion on is. I know sometimes here, when I'm doing these Let's Plays and I'm just, like, grinding, I talk a little bit about my life, things I've recently been doing, or just stuff. Do y'all like when I do that, or do you rather me just stick with two Minecraft? Because I really don't care which one I do. I like talking about stuff that I've been doing, but I really, like, if y'all prefer me just talking, like, just talk like focusing on the game, that's fine. I'll try to talk less about non-Minecraft related stuff, but if y'all are fine, but y'all like me doing that, or y'all don't really care, then I'll keep doing it. Since y'all have been giving your opinion, I'll give a little bit of update on me. I recently watched Spider-Man 3, the Sam Raimi trilogy. It was really good. I really, really liked it. I'm not sure how many of you have watched Spider-Man, but I watched it, and I really liked it. I know some people don't like Spider-Man 3 as much as Spider-Man 2. I agree Spider-Man 2 is good, but I actually like Spider-Man 3 more than Spider-Man 2. and I'm curious, if any of y'all have watched Spider-Man, but I don't know. I like the Spider-Man 3 more than Spider-Man 2. And some people don't like the Sandman plot. I liked the Sandman plot. I thought it was really nice. I thought it would. I preferred the Sandman plot over the Venom plot, honestly, because I found the Venom plot a little bit confusing. I found a pit. Just like it wasn't as. I liked the Sandman plot. It gave you somebody like it was some. I love whenever they have the villains that aren't really trying to be bad, or like. They have a story behind them, why they turned bad. Or, like, you learn that they aren't actually bad. I've gotten four more emeralds. Man, emeralds are really hard to get. The best way to get emeralds is through trading, and I know that, but I am doing this simply so that I can have a little bit of emeralds to get more emeralds with, like trade, I don't know, just trade, get me started a little bit. Man, this is a massive biome. If y'all haven't used this seed, I put in the description of the Survival Beginnings episode. I really suggest y'all use it. This is a really good seed. I'm so glad I looked for one. Because I know, like, I understand the appeal of random seeds, but I love doing set seeds because you find these really good. I wasn't even looking for this biome. That's the thing. I was not looking for this, and yet I found this massive, like, this biome just goes on and on and on. Like, this is a massive biome. All right, I got 10 emeralds so far. I had some that I picked up in the previous episode. So what do we got? I'm also curious. I really should be asking. Maybe, I don't know, but I'm also curious. What do y'all play on? If y'all play on Java, for example, what computer do y'all have? Do y'all know? No! Fooey! I just fell from a high place. I was holding down shift, but I didn't. I just fell into a gorge. That's okay. I'm going to try to get my stuff. I do not know how attached I am to that stuff. And I know cheating is not great. However, I prefer to get this world progressing a lot faster than the other worlds have, because as y'all know, these worlds have progressed really, really slowly. Like, I didn't even get diamonds in my previous two worlds. Like, and I barely had iron in my previous two worlds. So this world has done really well, so I prefer to not lose all my stuff on it. But yeah, I almost landed in a water block. I almost did. I really should fill that bucket with water, because you never know when it's going to save you. I mean, even lava breaks your fall. Like, if you fall, you could do the water bucket clutch thing with lava if you really needed to, because you would live from it. If you got out of the lava in time, I think you would. I don't know if lava breaks your fall. If it does, though, then you could do that if you really needed to break your fall. Where is that pit? Ow. 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 That wasn't me falling into the pit, unfortunately. Or fortunately, I don't know. I don't know what I'm hoping. Am I hoping to fall into the pit? I'm not sure. Where is that pit? You only have 5 minutes. I really wish they would increase the time that you have to grab your stuff before they despawn. Like, even 10 minutes. 10 minutes is just so much easier to get your stuff in time. I'm going to fill that bucket with water once I get down there, because there are water pools there, and I almost landed in it. I knew I wasn't going to land on it, but I tried anyways, and I didn't. But that's okay. Because if I can't get my stuff within a few minutes here, I'm going to not cheat my way as in just cheat myself the items, but cheat my way as in cheat fly to get the items. But I think I actually see the pit here. Yup, there it is. No, wait, this is not it. It's further along than that. Fooey. Fooey, fooey, fooey. If I can't find my stuff in time, that's okay, because there is a ton of iron here. The annoying thing is I'll have to re-get all those emeralds, and there's a few things that I, like food, for example, I can't just get back easily. There it is. There's the pit. I don't know if I can even get down there safely. Ow. There's my stuff. Oh, I died again. That's it. Call me a cheater, but I think cheating's relative, and I would prefer to, you know, not have this world end so quickly, or, like, it progress slowly, because that stuff was kind of, like, that's going to take several, like, that could take the entire episode to get back, and I prefer to not, like, this, because my worlds progress so, like, these worlds have progressed so slowly. So, doing this means I can get my world going faster, and I'm all for that. Here we go. I'm getting my stuff. I'm going to be more careful next time. And I really need to stop talking about what was I even talking? Oh, I was asking y'all what your computer specs were. If y'all know. Just like CPU, GPU, if you even have one. Oh, there's a Mesa biome over there. Okay. I'm just going to put my stuff back on. I did not get my boots. You know what? I don't care that much about armor. But I got the important things. I bet the skeleton picked it up. I'm just going to drop myself down right here. I'm going to recraft the boots. I do not have a shield. I don't know how I don't have a shield. I normally have a shield by now. I should skip the night. It's turning night already, but I'm going to go find my bed to skip the night, as one should. Do I have... Oh, yeah, no, I definitely have... I was checking to see if I had fresh animations, and judging by the fact that the creepers are breathing, like, have a breathing animation, I'd say that I have it on. I don't know if I said this before, but I really like fresh animations. I really think they should update the animations in Minecraft. Like they did the texture update. But maybe these animations are too unnatural or too un-Minecrafty. I'm not sure. Oh, there's a Plains Village. That's not it. Where is my house? I feel like it's my base. It's really close. But where? No, I feel like it's over here. Oh, I bet I know what it is. There's a spider chasing me, and I do not want to die. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. Where was my house? Where is my house? I'm so confused. Where did my house go? Came on that strip. Yeah, no, I should be going this way. How do spiders always get the first hit? Always. No matter how many times you try to get the first hit, they always hit you right before you hit them. Oh, I know where my house is. Oh, it's gonna be so tricky to get to. I could just bridge. But I think I have an opening there. Oh, nope, that's not an opening. That is not an opening. If you haven't before, look at a spider. Look at its little teeth things that wiggle with fresh animations. Those are its eyes. They're now 10 times more adorable. I mean, if they ever were adorable. Yes! Yes, come on! Come on, come on. Nah! I almost got zero hits by that spider. Man, it is really dangerous here. I have a lack of wood. I would make a bed and skip the night, but I don't have enough wood to do so. Well, it's slowly turning night. There's a village way off in the distance there. I could go to it, but I'm gonna wait. Now, which village would be better to go to? The Savannah village that's close, or the Plains village that's far? Okay, there's sheep here. I might be able to get a bed. But by the time I get a bed, it's already going to be day. Oh, well. I'm going to do that anyways, because that would be nice. You know, being able to sleep. Ah, there's a skeleton chasing me. Oh, it's art. Ugh, it's turning day, and I just now got the materials I need to make a bed. Can I make a bed fast enough? Bam, bam. Bonk. Bam. Bonk. Bam. Bam. Bam, bam. Yes! Okay. Oh, I should also. Oh, I don't have enough wood for that. Philly, I need one more plank. To make that, but I don't have that many. I was gonna make myself a shield, but I can't. A shield would be really nice by now. Oh, mobs are starting to despawn. I think it's safe for me to go ahead and head over to my house, or my camp, which I know where it is. I just need to get over to it without dying in the process. I have 14 emeralds, though, so I'm good to go to that village here. I will probably go to the Savannah village because it's closer, but I hate the look of Savannah villages and savannas in general. I love this seed, though. There's so many biomes, and they're all big. I didn't turn on large biomes, but, like, all the biomes are plenty sizable. Not too big, but not too small. Although, I would say this mountain biome is a bit too large, considering I will never, ever get this much. If I find an iron vein, I'm going to scream. I do not need that much iron. I already have so much. I'm already drowning in iron on this mountain. I do not need more iron. There's the village. More emeralds. Go down here. I see the jungle temple. I'm so close. So close. Ow. Bonk. 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 curious, if you have watched every single... Man, I've asked so many questions in this episode. I'm just going to make the Q&A thing for this Spotify episode. What are your answers to some of the questions I asked in this episode? There's my base. I've asked so many. But if you've watched every single Spider-Man series, and that would be... or L4, and what I'm referring to is the original ones from, like, 2001, 2002, and 2007. 2001, 2003, something. The original Spider-Man, the Amazing Spider-Man, Spider-Man Home Series, as I call it, the MCU one, and the, the Spider-Verse ones. Which one is your favorite? Because I'm curious. Oh, I need coal. There is coal up on this mountain. Let me go get some. Sorry for the minute of awkward silence. I completely forgot I was actually recording a podcast. Excuse me. Okay. Let's cook this mutton. Alright, so let's see, we're at 30 minutes here. What have I really accomplished? That's the thing about Minecraft. You can so easily not accomplish, like, anything. Alright, here's the thing I'm going to do. I'm going to go to the village, loot it, and then stop there. And then next time I do this, I will return home and deal with all the things there. And maybe try to level up the villagers. But I also got to go mining. There's so many things I got to do. I will never need to make an iron farm in this world. Ever. Ever. Well, no, it'd be nice to have passive, but, like, I'll never need to. I'm gonna eat. I'm gonna put up my last golden carrot. I've been only eating golden carrots because I got them from the loot chest. Now I can eat other things. Man, my simulation distance is high. Is that another Plains Village? Well, that is. I see a roof. Holy cow. So I see like 3 or 4 villages in the distance here. All right. I'm going to go to the village now. I'm going to pause the recording, and I will be at the village when I resume it, or close to it. I forgot to resume the recording, but basically what happened is I looted 3 chests, got 3 saddles, a saddle in each of those chests. I fixed a village thing. I've gotten tons of bread, which means I won't be needing to eat those golden carrots anymore. Well, I have one left, so I'm really glad I got food when I did. I'm going to loot another chest. Hello, kitty. Oh, it's trying to run away from me. Here, I'll let you run. Go on, run a different way. No, okay. I'll just walk away from you. You do what you're doing. Stop meowing. Wow, I'm getting lots of emeralds in their chest. Hey, they're not using the emeralds, so I can't feel bad about, stealing all their emeralds. Because they're not using them. They're just sticking them in the chest, and They will never touch him. Hey, kitty. I'm going to fix this. There's a water flow that's blocking a bunch of cats. They keep meowing and it's annoying me. I think it's because they're running, trying to run away from me. Oh, here it is. Here's the source of the problem. Why do the savanna... Oh, they're always broken. Always. Time to sleep. I got an achievement today. Suit up. Hello, piggies. No, I'm not letting you out. Another chest with more bread and more saplings and seeds and things like that. Have I looted these houses? I feel like I haven't. Excuse me, guys. There's nothing in there. Okay, y'all can carry on with our conversation. Any chests in here? Oh, there is a chest. Eh. What is happening? Why? Oh. This village is so annoying. So annoying. Got some tall grass I can decorate with. Oh, man, that is hard to get through. All right, I think I've looted all these houses. So, you know what? I think the next step is to get a horse. Because now that I have a saddle, I can get a horse. Oh, I see what's happening with that water flow. It's going down, down, and it's going to go in there. Oh. Alright. Oh, no. Wait a second. I can trade with these guys. You! What are you? Leather worker. Eh. Nah. What about you? You got a leather worker and a leather... Y'all are both leather workers. Anybody in here who's working? No. No workers in there. Alright. I'm going to go get a horse. And then I will be done for today. And we'll pick up back up next week. What is happening? Oh, goodness. I just had a lag spike. When I say a lag spike, I mean it froze for several seconds. Any horses? I saw tons of horses before, and now I don't see a single one. Isn't that funny how it works? You're looking for a Lego piece, and you constantly see them until you actually go to look for it. And then you can't find any. Going to find a horse. Whoa! I'm glad I did not die there. That would have been embarrassing if I died twice in an episode. I have died twice in this episode already. And meanwhile, in my other survival world that I've been doing with my brother, I haven't died once. Wait, no, that's not true. I've died twice, I think. But I've barely died. And one, or no, I died once. I think I've died one time. And that was through the Nether. We were doing a Nether transport thing, and a gas fireballed me. We were trying to get the Nether tunnels working. And we eventually fortified it, but yeah, that was a pain. He was kind of my errand boy, so he ran. He also was doing a lot more risky stuff, so he died significantly more than me. But that's okay, because he didn't care. I have a thing of trying to keep my deaths as low as possible, and see how far I can go without dying. And in that world, I got to the Nether without dying, which was pretty good. Obviously, people who do like speedruns get to the end without dying, but then again, I'm not a speedrunner. Yeah, but that is the first time I've done another transport. I've never beaten the game. I've never gotten very far in the game. And so, I'm hoping in that world we beat the game for the first time. Hey, look, it's a mesa! How exciting! I'm still looking for a horse! Alright, I'm going to go back to my house because I know I saw some horses there in the distance. So if I go there, then maybe I'll look in the distance and see some horses. And then I will be able to get a horse which I can ride around, which will be significantly faster. I'll have to look for one that has decent health, though, if there's multiple. If there's not multiple, then I will just, you know, not to do any of them. I'll just do the first one I find. Where's my house? Where's my house? Where's my house? There's far too much stone here. Here's a giant cavern. Here's where they connect. Not the cavern, something else. Two, like, strips of it. It's hard to explain on a podcast, but I got another emerald. Yahoo! I didn't use any emeralds on this village trip, but that's because I'm going to get some saddles. Or I already have some saddles, so I'm going to get some horses now. Won't that be neat? Horses. Can I have some horses, please? Any horses over here? Yes, horses! I see horses! I wonder how much fall damage a horse can take. Because I'm going to be giving them a lot of fall damage here. But I will feed them with wheat, which I do not have any wheat. That's going to be a pickle. A tricky. Wow, there was horses super close to the village. Like maybe 50 blocks away from the village. Ride down this water flow. Wee. Nope. I'm in a ditch. Horses! Yahoo! I'm gonna figure out which one has the most health, but also I prefer. Because of all the fall damage you're gonna be getting, I prefer to have health over speed. Wow, my inventory's full. Alrighty, what do we got here? We've got you. Oh, sorry. We've got. Oh, your inventory. You have to. Oh, I forgot you have to do it without anything in your inventory. I do not need this iron, raw iron. Because that's how it's been since I found that. Alright, you've got a decent amount of health. You've got even more health. You've got less health than that. So we got you. You. You are certainly fast. I'm going to say you are the best one. No, I don't think you understood. I want to ride you. No, I want to ride you. I want to ride you. I want to ride you. Let me ride you. Let me ride you. Let me ride you. Ah, finally, best friends forever. Yay, I'm so fast. Wow, fresh animations horses look really cool. I think I'm going to tame both of you. Wait, no. Hold on. How would I do that? I don't have any. I can figure it out. guy has not kicked me off yet. Oh, wait. There it is. Man, this guy's fast. There we go. Put on a saddle. Oh, yeah. You are fast. I need to breed you guys. Can I breed y'all with bread? Can I feed y'all bread? No, I can't. Okay. That is okay. So, I'm just going to bring you over here. And then go over to you. Ride you. Bring you over here. It's going to be tedious. Get over here, Speedy. Whoa! Almost fell into a ravine. That would have been bad for both me and the horse. I mean, that's less of a ravine, more of a ditch, but same difference. I'm going to sleep real quick. Don't run away, guys. Thank you. You cannot rest now. Your bed is too far away. And it's day. Okay. Grab you, Speedy. You know what? I'm just going to bring one of them up and then bring the other one up. Oh, it is so efficient to climb. To climb the mountain like this. He's so... Oh, goodness. This guy's so fast. Man, this guy's fast. I wonder how high that other guy could jump. Maybe I'll tame all three of those. I think I'll tame all three. I think that's what I'll do in this episode. I'm going to call this episode. What should I call this episode? I don't know why I asked. I can't ask y'all. What? Oh, you okay? Oh, yeah, he's fine. He didn't take any damage. Well, any damage he got was instantly healed. So, he didn't take any damage. Here's my base. Oh, you okay? Oh, he took a heart of damage. Almost there. Alright, I need to give y'all a pen. You sit there for a moment. I'm going to make a pen for these guys. Do horses heal themselves? I don't know if they heal themselves. That's an interesting question. Do they heal themselves? I'm going to need significantly more wood than that. I do with 15. I remember one Survivor World, I tried making a goat pen. And they kept jumping out, and I was very infuriated. Oh wait, I don't need a fence on here because these guys can just jump. I don't need a fence gate on here because these guys can just jump out. Alrighty, horse. Can I now mount you with a sword, or do you not let me do that? Oh nice, you do. All right, into the pen you go. Wow, that is a cramped pen. I'm sorry. Why do I take the damage? Oh, I forgot. That's a change they made. I guess I do need a fence gate so I can get out. That's a change they're making in the snapshot. So if I jump off of a high place, my mount will take all the damage until the mount dies, and then I will take any remaining damage. Which, assuming they don't die, isn't an issue. I think I can do this. Yeah, there we go. Got a fence gate. I'm going to just toss you for a moment. Let's go swap you out. Swap you for you. There we go. Alright, now I'm going to go get my other horse, who is over near the village. And that will give me lots of... and then I'll tame the other guy and bring him over here, and then I'll be done for this episode. Holy moly, this episode is long. You know what? I'm going to tame that other horse next episode. This is a long episode already. But I need to get this horse. I never realized how good of a change that horse thing was, or the mount thing was, where it changed the health changes, until I now am riding this horse and falling off things, and him and me taking part of the damage. So I'm going to try to breed these guys, because since they did the horse update thing in 1.19.something, it should be easier to get get horses bred up better. So I'm going to try. Man, this guy does not jump high. You really have to time it properly for him to jump 2 blocks. I wonder how the other guy jumps. But I'm going to try to breed these guys and get the perfect ultimate horse, and I'll give him diamond horse armor. Which you have to find, which will be a pain, but that'll be nice. Man, you have to perfectly time it for him to jump 2 blocks. This guy does not do great at jumping. This guy is purely health, so I guess this is the guy I would bring into combat, maybe? Oh, goodness. Goodness gracious, this guy can't even jump 2 blocks properly. This guy is bad at jumping. Hey, it's a wandering trader. Let me go see what he's got. What do you got, buddy? Cherry sapling, I can already get that. Yeah, you have nothing good. You know what that means, buddy? No, get back here. Get back here, you pesky, useless thing. Oh, thank you. That's the one thing that I really wish the villager trade rebalance was added sooner was because of the wandering trader. I do understand the reasons that it hasn't been added yet. Man, this horse is really bad. I definitely need to breed him with somebody else to actually get a half-decent horse. Maybe I'm trying to get this guy to jump 3 blocks. I don't know. Alrighty, sir. You are now with your friend. You guys stay in there. Thank you. But I now have 2 leads. Alright, so I'm now going to... I think I'm going to stop right here. So what did I accomplish in this episode? Well, Hold on. I need to dump something in here. What did I accomplish in this episode? Well, I looted a village, I got myself iron armor, I died twice, I got a bunch of emeralds, and I got horses. That's like the biggest thing. I got horses, so that's going to make it a lot easier to go between different biomes. So I think that's everything I'm going to do for this episode. Yeah, that's everything I'm going to do. So, now let's move on to the questions. Alrighty, so this is the questions, and we're going to be going forwards in time, starting with Wolves and Maces, New News 10. I asked, what's your favorite wolf variant? What do you think of the mace? Leave that and anything else here. And Professor Cooper said, go Spotted Wolf. I like the Spotted Wolf. I think it looks like a hyena. My favorite is the Woods Wolf or the Night's Wolf, I think. So I'm going to publish that. And then for huge server news, plus how to make your own in 4 ways, will you join the server on April 6th? If so, what do you plan on doing it? Leave that and anything else here. So Dominic said, I use Shockbyte for my server as it is really cheap and great. Also, I can't join when the server launches as it is midnight for me. Yes, unfortunately, there is no perfect time for launching a server or any sort of organized event for that's online, because most of the time you've got people in different time zones. So you can still join whenever you want, and the server will be open 24/7. So I'm going to publish that. And then Brendan Roberts said, thanks for the tutorial on how to host your own server. Do you have any YouTube videos or guides you recommend? So for tutorials, I would recommend the tutorials on the Minecraft Wiki. That's minecraft.wiki. And they have a lot of neat tutorials, including how to make a server, but not just how to make a server, but they also have tutorials on how to make servers using something else. So you can use Spigot server as well if you want to do plugins. So I would recommend checking out the Minecraft Wiki. It's minecraft.wiki/tutorials and should pull up lots of tutorials, and one of those is how to make a server, among other things. So I would recommend that. They've got setting up a server, setting up a LAN world, setting up a Forge server, a Spigot server, server maintenance, griefing prevention, lots of things like that. So I would definitely recommend that. Minecraft.wiki/tutorials. They have lots of tutorials, not just on server making. And they also often have YouTube videos linked to it, if you prefer to do that. On a mapped snapshot, New News 11, I asked, since this is the 10th episode of Season 3, what do you think of it so far? I know I've been really enjoying it. And Dominic said, Season 3 has been great so far. So I'm going to publish that. And then I also put out a poll on huge server news plus how to make your own in 4 ways. And I asked, if you join the server, what will you be joining on? So 2 people have said Java, 2 people have said Bedrock, and 1 person has said I won't be joining. So if you want to vote on the poll, you have to be on Spotify to do that. I believe there's Spotify mobile app specifically, but you can vote and tell me how you'll be joining. And again, server launches April 6th. There'll be a link in the description to find out when it launches in your time zone. That address is redstoneweekly.ddns.net. So join the server when it launches, April 6th. So now let's move on to the outro. So if you did enjoy this episode, be sure to let me know by responding to any Spotify Q&A question, preferably one from a recent episode. It helps me organize them a lot better. Send me a voicemail at podcasters.spotify.com/pod/redstoneweekly/message. That's soon going to be deprecated, so send them in soon. You can email me at redstoneweeklypodcast@gmail.com, and you can review me on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, and you can leave a 5-star review, and I'll give you a shout-out. You can help out the show by leaving a review, a 5-star review, and you can also share this podcast with friends and family. It helps the podcast grow. You can check out my blog, podcastwrestlingweekly.blogspot.com. I am attempting to put the descriptions. I am being really lazy about that. I really should do it faster. So if I haven't put them in, feel free to nag me about that. So podcastwrestlingweekly.blogspot.com. You can check my server at redstoneweekly.ddns.net. You can leave the port on Spotify, it'll work. That's Java and Bedrock, but remember the server's not up right now. A lot of people have been trying to join, and the server is not up right now. The server will open April 6th. It is not open right now. You can check out my Flickr, flickr.com/redstoneweekly, where I'll have some images from this episode in there, so you can check out you can look at pictures from my survival world. And I think that's everything I have. So I will see you on the server. I'll see you in the next episode. Please join the server, and I will see you then.